So we got a couple of things that we're monitoring here as the show goes on today. First off, we are getting ready for the Panthers. Panthers and Bolts getting going tonight. Looks like no surprise that Sergei Bobrovsky in net, of course. Playoff Bob is in full swing, so he is good to go tonight, according to the reporters at hand. The Miami Heat, they have their exit interviews going on today, which are streaming on their YouTube channel. We have it tuned up here, so I'll let you know if anybody comes to the podium, and we'll follow some of the quotes there on Twitter. If anything juicy is said, we'll try and get you that sound to turn around. But this is just to keep everybody afloat on things, so you know how it rolls. It is voluntary, so the players don't have to speak. I believe Spo does talk at this typically. He'll do like a season wrap. I mean, usually he's like the first guy to talk. And then everybody will kind of come in, and it may be 90 seconds because nobody has questions for Keyshawn Johnson. Or it might be, 10 minutes because Bam has a lot to get off his chest. Or maybe nobody goes. I don't know. That's the thing. So we'll keep in tune on that with this. The Heat obviously dealing with a lot of scrutiny right now. And everybody wants to hear from Pat. Like, that's the big thing, is everybody wants to hear from Pat Riley and hear what he has to say about all this. And look, Pat right now has a lot of people coming after him. You saw Stephen A. Smith yesterday saying that it's time to move on and make Eric Spoelstra the president of basketball operations, to pull a Brad Stevens and to put everybody in new roles and new things. The thing that I don't really understand, why everybody's so quick to kick Pat Riley out the door, I understand, for people who are sitting here and they want to say, he was too harsh with the words. First of all, I've never known this fan base to be pissed about Pat Riley's words. Like, one of the things that you appreciate is that he does hold the organization to some kind of a standard and had some things that he's upset about, and he's going to say those things. Now, when they're not living up to those expectations, is it time because maybe he doesn't feel like he's got the fastball anymore to do it? It may. I don't know. But I will say, the man's done enough for basketball in this town and has done enough raising the game, and everybody in that damn organization, everybody who, by the way, this is going to get handed off to. It's not like you're going to do this and you're poaching Steve Kerr from the Warriors or Brad Stevens from Boston, and there's going to be some new brain trust that's there. Like, if Pat Riley steps aside and he does decide it's enough, that's his right. But if he does, the organization is going to keep everything in-house, and people are going to be in a different order. Maybe they'll bring somebody new in. I think there are some arguments to bring some new voices in, for sure. But the thing is like, even the idea of, like, I joked about, like, Goron to have some connection with the Balkan guys who may be out there, or D. Wade, even if he wanted to leave the Jazz, even though I know he just took a job with Amazon, whatever. A lot of these guys, UD, all of these guys still are going to have the standards and the influence from Pat Riley. And I almost thought going into this year, before everything blew up with Jimmy the way that it was, I thought that there was a chance this could have been Pat Riley's last year anyway. He's 80, and, they named the court after him. The Lakers are giving him a statue next year. So there were some breadcrumbs that I was like, oh, this might be it for Pat anyway. Now there's part of me that's like, the thought is he's not going to go out like this, that he's not going to go out on the worst series loss of all time. Some may say this is the perfect time. Whatever it is, what I do know is the guy has earned the right to go out on his own terms. You don't get another Pat Riley. You don't get it. And I said the same thing when Dwayne Wade left. One of the things that fans have to realize is you don't get another one of those. And if you do, sometimes it takes a very, very long time, and you got to appreciate it when it's there. Sometimes you can get pieces of it. Jimmy did some Dwayne-like things, didn't win the championship, had some heroic performances, but he wasn't like Dwayne Wade all the way. He didn't have the bubbly personality or did all of the things where he was in the organization the whole way, had a bit of a I do my own thing mentality that obviously didn't keep the relationship as harmonious as it could have been throughout the whole thing. In the end, I mean, it did end by the same reason, because they didn't pay him and they didn't give him the money the same way that it did with Dwayne Wade. Didn't feel like he got that respect. But I had a hard time for Heat fans who want to just kick Pat Riley out the door like they did Shula back in the day. Because, like, how many coaches did the Dolphins go through? You're still looking for your next Dan Marino. Yeah, Tua's had some semblances. He's had some good years. But he hasn't won a playoff game. It's still 25 years since that. You're still looking for that Don Shula magic. And if you don't think, one of the things that's going to be interesting, even if that were to happen, I find like the fans are going to be, would be more frustrated with an Eric Spoelstra at top, because Spo's not going to call things out. He's going to handle that stuff in behind closed doors, because that's how he handles it. He never calls out his players. He never rips anybody. He does behind the scenes. He'll call people out and sell them like it is and say, this ain't bleeping good enough behind the scenes. Never going to do that stuff in the press. So, I don't know, man. I find that stuff uneasy. Look, I said this after the game, and I said this the next day. Where the Heat are at right now is not nearly good enough because of the standard Pat Riley set. But I don't think the man's without solutions. I don't think that organization is without solutions. They took some desperate swings at the end of that Jimmy Butler era because they thought, and this is where their ego got in the way, and they have to hold blame in that. They thought the Dame thing was in the bag. They thought they were going to be able to bully the Blazers into getting Damian Lillard and getting him at their rate. And that was stupid. It was stupid, and it closed their window officially for the championship. But they've been here before in places where they need to reset and get the organization in a better place. They've done it before. So I do trust that they can do it again. I do. And I don't think just kicking Riley out the door is going to be that. Why? Because he said some hard truths. I'd like you to play a little bit more. You don't think Eric Spoelstra feels that same way? You don't think Andy feels that same way? You don't think UD, move UD up? You don't think they feel that same way? Hey, guys, kind of want you to play a little bit more. So I'm not really sure what everybody's asking for here. The only thing that is going to be there is, and the organization has to ask themselves this honestly, is there a move that they can make this year to fix things? Is this a one-year fix? Is this a one-summer fix? Because Bam said after the game, he's like, expect a lot of changes. Now, I don't know what the hell that means. But he obviously expects it because I'm sure he's tired of getting bounced too. But everybody's quick fix to that is kick Riles out the door, let Spo have the car keys. I don't know. That's cold, man. It's cold to me. He's not without blame. He's gonna get his due there, but yeah, man, I'm not going to demand that the man retire or get the hell out of the organization when he built the damn organization to mean something. Hello, Leroy. He potted up there to Dan Day. Hello, Leroy.
I would say that Pat Riley has earned the right to go out on his own terms. However, he also has to be aware of what he's able to do and how he's put this thing together, right? So, but as far as basically the people want him to do what he's done to old players for his whole career, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there has been some moves that have caught me off guard. The Kyle Lowry, I was all in. We were all in.
Here's the thing though. All right.
That was a Jimmy thing.
Jimmy wanted his best friend here.
Right.
And so you don't want to manage your stars like, he didn't know how to manage Jimmy. Okay, you don't like when. Since when don't we want like if the star player wants his best friend and the godfather of his daughter here, and he makes that happen, to the tune, by the way, where they got smacked on the wrist for tampering.
But also, it wasn't the most unsuccessful period with Kyle Lowry. He wasn't great, but remember, number one overall seed, a bunch of Eastern Conference Finals, NBA right. Finals. So it's not like to say, oh, man, that was just the worst thing we could have ever done.
Right.
But the trade.
I think he's been plagued with a lot of unfortunate situations. Like, every move he made, that guy got hurt in the last 3 years.
They have had a very bad two-year run.
And you didn't see Terry right. Rozier being a nobody.
He sucked. Like that,
but
like
you didn't see that coming.
That's the one though, Dan. Like the one, and that's why I say going back to the Dame trade and them not being able to, and the arrogance that they had with all of that, and bullying Joe Cronin, which I did too. I laughed at that man, and that is the line where the Heat were like too much. Our arrogance got the best of us, right. And it's not the first time they did it with the end of LeBron. They never saw the end of LeBron coming. It's like, oh, we were blindsided. And you turned that not getting Damian Lillard into a season where you were always chasing. And that's why they ended up in the situation of you went to that year and you said, we're going to have a point guard battle, which pissed Kyle Lowry off. Josh Richardson was your answer. And he got hurt in training camp. So, guess what, Kyle? You're the starter again. And then Kyle, who was getting old and long in the tooth in his final year, they got to the middle of the year, and Kyle Lowry scoring 4 points a game, and they're like, we can't do this anymore. We need some punch. And by the way, Tyler Hero, half the year injured again because he broke his ankle. And so you're sitting here in a spot where they were desperate, and they gave up a first-round pick with Kyle Lowry for Terry Rozier, who was awful. And I'll never understand why they had to attach a pick to give up 1 year of $30 million to take back 3 years of $30 million a year. But they did. It was a bad move. There's no excuse, reason, rhyme for it. It was bad. And then also Terry Rozier ended up with a broken neck and a federal investigation over his head. It's a bad look. Of course it is. That's a miss. Swing and a miss. Awful. Does he need to get grilled for that? Sure, but I think I've already given you the answer. Why did it happen? Well, we whiffed on the Damian Lillard thing, and we were desperate. We did a desperate, stupid thing. You want Pat Riley to go up there, Leroy, and say, I was a stupid boy. I did a stupid thing.
But here's what I would say. As long as you've known this franchise, I can't believe that we're now in a position where they've made these desperate moves.
Yeah.
That's the part that catches me off guard, right? That's the part that I'm shocked at, is that when you call something a desperate move, that usually is not associated with the Miami Heat. And if you have to make a desperate move, it has more to do with the moves you made previous to that not working.
Stunt Steve says, I actually would like Pat to say that. I'm a stupid old man for trading for Terry Rozier. That would make you feel better?
Not going to accomplish anything.
I was going to say, damage is done.
The damage is done.
Yeah.
You wanted to say he will never suit up for the Miami Heat again?
No, I just, they've lived on this basic fundamental. We'll bring guys in because in 2 years, we'll clear up a lot of space. And they've put themselves in a situation where just because you cleared up a lot of space, you're not in a position where people are just going to bang your door down to get here because of how you struggled the last couple of years.
No. I mean, the only thing I would say is one of the things with the Heat is they'll know. They knew they had Jimmy in the bag. They knew it. They thought they had Dame in the bag. They just misappropriated how strong they should have been in the media towards the Blazers. But they did have him in the bag. They knew it.
Right.
Why do you think the agent came out so strong? So, if the Heat don't act, if the Heat are in a position, right now the Heat probably already know who that move is. Whether it is Giannis, they'll know whether or not. Listen, dude. Giannis's agent represents Bam Adebayo. They're going to know whether or not Giannis is in to come into Miami. They're going to know. They just gave Bam Adebayo a max extension. One would say, wink. That's how it happened. How do you think the big three happened? They were all at CAA. So, this thing happens. We'll see.
Now, my other question is, here's where it becomes interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to have to give up? And how is your team going to look after that?
For sure.
Because what has happened in the past is you do whatever you can to get the superstar and we'll figure it out afterwards. But we've seen with some of these ancillary signings, that doesn't work. We haven't had who's the ancillary or the in-season trade or signing that has made that big of an impact as of recent.
Luka.
No, I'm talking about for this team.
Oh, this team.
What are you doing?
Well, maybe it won't work out. They may get top hat and monocle tonight.
And then Nico's going to be peacocking.
He definitely is. How about he is going?
You better not.
He is going to be. He's going to be with a disguise with the Timberwolves jersey on tonight.
Right.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Jennifer.
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Still adjusting to Florida.
Why?
What's the time difference?
There is no time difference. It was just really exhausting.
Mm. Look that way.
Oh, you're adjusting back to Florida from getting back here. I was confused there.
Correct.
Where were you again?
I was in DR.
Is that a different time zone?
No, but like I said, it was just very exhausting.
Oh, I gotcha.
Do you listen to anything I just say?
I didn't really get what she was meaning because I was confused by her first saying adjusting to Florida, so I actually wasn't listening to what you were saying.
It's okay. Thanks. You know, it's fine.
So how much, like, what, it was just too much partying?
Yes.
Mm. Hey, if you guys want to party with us, WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Coming back next Friday at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. You guys can talk sports unfiltered with WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop on by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's free, and it's presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or older to attend. Still nobody at the podium for this Heat Media exit interview. Let's go! Finish the interview. The exit meetings are ready.
Really?
Get some takes. I want to hear what Slow-Mo has to say.
Can we just call them the meetings? Because they exited a week ago.
Today's the official day. Clean out your locker. What am I going to do with all these shoes?
Say, would love to meet y'all, but don't drink or smoke. That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was just going to answer to that. You don't have to drink or smoke. You can just go and listen to us.
Yeah,
I don't smoke.
There's usually
I don't smoke.
I don't smoke.
And last time it was there was outdoors. We're hobnobbing outside, so you're not going to be like if you don't like cigar smoke for whatever reason.
Yeah, you can be outside.
You can be choked out by it either. You know, grab a seltzer and come say hello.
And once again, you don't have to register. You can just walk up, correct?
Come on up. No more registration needed, Dan Day.
Okay, because a lot of people keep asking me. I'm always out. You know, Duffy's, 26 Degree, Funky Buddha, Riverside Market and Plantation. Like, can you get me signed up for it? So you do not have to sign up. Just show up.
It's all there for you. So we'll check that on out. We'll take a break. We'll get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats Off a Ship is next.
Rats Off a Ship, Game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
Welcome back. It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats Off a Ship. Jennifer will give us a topic. We'll decide whether our rats are on the ship or off the ship. Jennifer, what do you got for us today?
Well, first, we have the Marlins' new City Connect uniforms.
Oh, they've been teasing these. Okay.
They have. Here is a collection of photos for you.
Wow. Okay, they're going Miami Vice. Popular.
Yeah, like Vice. Ooh, the 305 hat.
I like that 305 hat. I like that 305 hat.
Yep.
Retro Wave. Do they have the... Okay, so I thought it was their Marlins.
Oh, they
old
lost
patch.
Me with the stripes.
You don't like the stripes? I don't know if I love the stripes either.
Yeah, no. I don't really.
It looks like a shirt.
Finder.
It doesn't look like a jersey.
All right, so
also if they were, they should go like vertical,
like baseball. Yeah. Baseball stripes go up and down,
not horizontal. Mm.
Yeah.
Call them pinstripes, but go ahead.
I'll never forget one time there was a Marlins commercial where Dan Uggla fat shamed somebody for wearing horizontal stripes.
So glad you finished that.
I'm going to say not rats off a ship because I like the hat more than I dislike the jersey. So I'm going to say not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm the same way. Love the hat. Now, if they had those ridiculous stripes like the old Pittsburgh hat.
The pirate hat?
Oh,
Willie Stargell?
Then I'm out. I'm out. But I don't see the stripes on the hat. I'm getting a hat. I'm going to get a hat.
Jennifer, your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship. I think I would get something out of the collection.
What about you, Dan Day?
Definitely not rats off a ship. I love everything about those City Connect jerseys. The 305 hat. I even think the stripes are a little sharp, a little something different, a little something nice in there. I like everything about those uniforms.
I like it. All right. We like the new City Connects. I don't know. Do I like them more than the last one? The Sugar Kings one. I like those red ones.
I like those red ones.
I do like those red ones. Those are fire. All right.
Because nothing says Miami like a red jersey.
Those are cool.
That says Latino.
Yeah, plus it's got the Cuban Connect and everything. That's cool. Yeah,
like exactly.
Those. What's number two, Jennifer?
For number two, we have John Halliburton's apology, which is Tyrese's dad.
John Halliburton, Halliburton's father, has apologized to Giannis.
Correct. Would you like to hear the apology?
Yeah, I'll hear him out. I'll hear him out.
He says, "I sincerely apologize to Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Pacers organization for my actions following tonight's game. This was not a good reflection on our sport, our son, and I will not be making that mistake again."
Rats off a ship. Damage is done. You waved a towel in Giannis's face. Yeah, you made me listen to Giannis. When Leroy, when you were gone, we played Giannis's four-minute explanation of all the thing. And rats off a ship. Just the damage is done. What are you going to do?
Yep.
You know who should hang out? John Halliburton and Jax Olbrook. The son and the dad. Those two deserve each other. What about you, Leroy? His apology do anything for you?
I'm rats off a ship. The damage is already done. Once you start, and think about this. Here's where a parent needs to be more aware. For reasons nobody can explain, nobody likes Halliburton anyway.
Weird.
It's a weird thing. So the last thing we need is your dad putting your kid out there even more.
What about you, Jennifer? John Halliburton's apology do anything for you?
I mean, I appreciate the apology because if he didn't apologize, we would be saying,
"Where's your apology?"
Exactly. So I could say I'm not rats off a ship just for that reason
enough,
only.
Very forgiving soul. What about you, Dan Day?
I'm not that forgiving.
I'm definitely not rats off a ship right there. Not rats off a ship. We all make mistakes. That's what apologies are for. He came out, said, got a little carried away. I don't appreciate him going, "It's not a good reflection on our game," because last I checked, he's not playing or in the NBA. I thought that was a little strange. But, yeah, I think he and Giannis both admitted they got caught up. And then, you know, we all get caught up. Sometimes we make mistakes. We apologize. But, once again, John Halliburton, I don't know how it's our game. But, nonetheless, no, not rats off a ship.
Did he play?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, he better have played talking about our game.
Junior high basketball.
Did John Halliburton play basketball? I'm sure he played basketball. I don't know what level. Did John Halliburton play in the NBA?
No.
It doesn't appear so, Leroy. He has no Wikipedia.
So, Leroy, you know, it's a bad reflection in the NFL in our game. You know, you and I, you know how it is.
I'm telling you, I get mad at people all the time and call them out all the time. Guys say, "Oh, yeah, I played." I say, "Who you play for?" He said, "Cincinnati." I say, "When?"
His cousin played. You know who his cousin was, Halliburton?
Who?
Was Eddie Jones.
Oh, okay.
Former Heat guard Eddie Jones. It says his father, John, is a basketball referee, according to Wikipedia.
Oh.
referee? An NBA referee?
No, I believe just a referee at some level. I'm looking, trying to.
I mean, hell, we could all go get a referee job at the rec center.
What's number three, Jennifer?
I love how I'm just being called out in the chat. All right, for number three, guys, I think we know why Hassan Whiteside has gotten swole.
He's swole AF right now. I mean, he looks like a monster, and he's dominating the Puerto Rican League.
Well, you want to know why he did that?
Why is that?
I could only imagine it's for the gorillas.
Really?
He has a gorilla take.
Okay.
Let me show you why. He posted on Instagram. He said, me and 100 of my homies with Timberlands whooping a gorilla. No cap.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
And ended it with a 100 at the end.
He did put a 1. Well, that's how you know it's real.
That's how you know.
And I'm gonna tell you, Mr. Whiteside, when he rip your arm off and start beating everybody else's ass with your arm, they gonna run. So it's gonna be like 12 of your friends. Because you're gonna lose 75%. Let's be honest. Soon as that gorilla ripped one person up, I don't care how down for the cause you are. Some people leaving.
You keep saying this. The first victim is gonna make everybody a coward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, listen, I'm not talking about dude go in there and he get punched up a couple of times, and then everybody's like, oh no, he ain't gonna do that to me.
You guys are really underestimating the strength of a wild animal.
Arm ripped off, getting something crazy happen to you, and you sitting there talking about supporting your boy, and I'm like, nah, I ain't about that.
I don't know if you've ever seen SpongeBob, but the people of my age have. And you know when Sandy turns into a full monster and rips off Patrick's head? That's exactly what's gonna happen here. I'm just saying.
She's a cartoon squirrel.
Hey, wait, what are we talking about make-believe while talking about 100 men fighting a silverback gorilla?
100 Hassan.
It's a gorilla who lives 100, in the wild, okay?
100 Hassan Whitesides beat a gorilla.
Hey, check this out. First of all, that gorilla ain't losing to nobody that has a fish tank in their house, right?
It's an aquarium.
That dude, that gorilla lives in the wild. He dealing with, you see the stuff that goes on in the wild?
Nothing made me happier than when Hassan Whiteside appeared on my favorite Animal Planet show, Tanked, where they make celebrities fancy aquariums. I love that show.
Yeah, okay, and that guy's going to go fight a silverback gorilla.
No, they had a downfall. A lot of those, they couldn't handle the fame of Tanked.
Hey, you know what they're going to do? They're going to have him with one arm and a half a leg talking to his fish.
I'm not rats off a ship on Hassan Whiteside. I'm full team Whiteside on this. I think he could do it. Leroy?
Wow. I'm rats off a ship. Dude.
Rats off a ship.
For a guy who spent as much time as you have in the zoo, and as much as you love nature.
Yep.
I can't
and
believe
the knowledge you have behind it, too.
Right. I am flabbergasted that you feel this way about wild animals.
There's two things that I think. One,
how about, remember Lion, Tiger King?
Yeah.
Right? You know, Tiger King? Mm-hmm. Everybody played with the tiger, and then they had the one girl with the nub.
She did get bit.
Because the tiger went tiger? Mm-mm.
One-on-one.
One swing, and he's taking out at least 12 people.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's,
are you serious?
What are the physics on that?
There's are you
no
serious?
Way. Wait, there's no way.
Do you understand how strong a silverback gorilla is?
Yeah,
do you
not understand how strong 100
men are?
Hold up. First of all, snack time. Don't talk. Okay.
I got this. I get them.
Dan gets the thing in a body lock and then throws
He's going to eat Hassan Whiteside and then pick his teeth with Dan Day. What y'all doing?
Sorry, we know you two.
Let's look at the physics of this. Dave South said it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
How are 100 people going to attack a gorilla at the same time? He only going to have to fight 4 or 5 at a time.
Spo just started talking, finally.
Oh.
No, you're wrong. Like you definitely can put this in waves to attack the gorilla.
So,
Somebody can
throw. So wait, if I'm fighting 12 dudes. Mm-hmm. How many dudes gonna actually be able to get around me to actually
at least 20.
Fight?
You could at least get 20.
You act like it's a kung fu movie where everybody
once you get
fights
that gorilla,
one-on-one.
Once you get that gorilla down and stomp on it, like, it's done.
And stomp on it?
Yeah.
Did you see? Wait, you think Hassan Whiteside is swole? Have you seen how swole that gorilla is?
You're nuts.
What?
You're nuts.
That's crazy.
You're underestimating
That's
100
absolutely
people.
Absolutely crazy. You're underestimating
crazy.
It.
Dan, what are you? Where are your rats on Hassan Whiteside's?
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship on this whole argument and conversation.
He's
to be
done
honest
with, it.
With you.
Thank you.
I've dealt with it for a day now. I don't know.
Number four.
Yeah, everywhere I went yesterday, it was just.
It was everywhere. Listen, it's a fun. It's a fun conversation. It's a fun conversation. Number four, Jennifer.
Well, guys, extras being arrogant. How do we feel about that? I don't even want to give it that much time.
He posts on Instagram his beautiful hair with the caption after beating the Heat on their logo, strictly business, nothing personal, and then a breakfast emoji because they refer to the Heat as their breakfast.
That's personal. Call me breakfast?
I mean, look, I'm rats off a ship just on Max Strus's whole evil turn. I don't really have a beef with him. Let's to the victor goes the bleep talk, but... I just don't like his hair. It's too much. Rats up a ship.
Hey, and could we pick a different guy to never miss?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, holy smokes. I mean, he shot 4 threes in a row that didn't touch rim.
Crazy.
I was like, oh.
Where are your rats, Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. I feel too bad for my team.
Rats off a ship.
Like, I get Strus being, you know, he peacocking right now. You know, his team
we had you
played
when
an
you
incredible
were
series.
We had you when you were nothing. You were DePaul boy. Nobody cared about you. Nobody could say your name. They called you Strauss.
This was, all happened after this whole bachelorette thing.
He was other goalie.
You couldn't even pull honeys in Wynwood without us. And you were a no-show in the finals. And now you show up all handsome. Oh, look at my hair. Good for you.
In all defense, he was always handsome. I'm not going to take that away from
but
him.
But the hair now adds an element to it, which is just like, you know. Him and Gabe Vincent. So handsome. And now look at them. They've changed. And people want to repeat culture.
What did Bernie Mac? Well, no, not Bernie Mac. Who's this said? He said, when you get all that money, you going to change? He said, you damn right I'm going to change.